Welcome back, Patriots. This is part two of this episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. If you missed part one, you better go back and listen. Here we go.
Stanton.
Jeffries.
Stauber.
McCarthy. What do you think is going to happen now?
Steele. McCarthy. Stefanik.
Let's see how many.
Style. McCarthy.
Let's see how many more Dems
Stubbe.
Play this part.
I hope many more Dems don't show up.
Yeah.
Stevens.
Then he'll need what?
Jeffries.
He'll need 212, 213.
Stewart.
McCarthy. You see all these people not wanting to sit here anymore?
Strickland.
They don't have the
Jeffries.
Character to stand up.
Strong. McCarthy.
It is unprecedented Solo. What we're dealing with.
Jeffries.
Unprecedented.
Sykes. Jeffries.
Tony just put up another Rumble rant. Thanks, Tony. Somebody can still vote Harvest
Jeffries.
And no shows and Biden
Tenney.
Wins, right? Can Harvest and no shows.
Tenney.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Tony. That
Jeffries.
Can happen.
Thompson of California. Jeffries.
Yeah.
We'll watch. McCarthy's going to get elected, and then he's going to pass a House
Jeffries.
Rule that they have to use Dominion machines to do this.
Thompson of Pennsylvania. McCarthy.
How just interesting is the
Tiffany.
Stuff we're dealing with
McCarthy.
Related to
Timmons, McCarthy, Titus,
wow,
Jeffries, Tlaib, Jeffries, Takuda, Jeffries.
Okay,
Tyco.
So they're on T's.
Jeffries.
So technically, the last 9 or 10 people would have to for the Democrats
Jeffries.
Not vote. As it sits right now, you have 7. Actually, let me do the math real quick.
Torres of New York.
You'd need
Jeffries.
Right now, but you still had Ken Buck did
Trahan.
Not vote. Ken Buck
Jeffries.
Did not vote, and Ogles did not vote. Correct?
Trone.
Did Jordan? I thought Jordan was
Trone.
In was somewhere else. I don't know if Jordan voted.
Trone's not didn't vote.
Turner.
Trone didn't vote.
McCarthy.
That's another one.
Underwood.
And Trone is a
Jeffries.
Democrat.
Valadeo. McCarthy. Van Drew.
Mr. Kevin
McCarthy. Van Dyne. McCarthy. Van Orden.
Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy. Vargas. Jeffries.
Okay.
Vasquez. Jeffries. Vesey. Jeffries. Velasquez. Jeffries. Wagner.
Well, they're not going to go that.
McCarthy. Wahlberg.
McCarthy.
Waltz.
Okay, so who are we
McCarthy.
Missing that didn't?
Wasserman Schultz. Jeffries. Waters.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Jeffries. Watson Coleman. Jeffries. Weber of Texas.
McCarthy.
Webster of Florida. McCarthy.
Interesting.
Winchester. McCarthy.
You see what's happening?
Westerman.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Wow, Lexington. This is...
Yeah, I still don't think he can get
Jeffries.
It because they have those votes for her
Jeffries.
And Jordan. They're still going to have to
Williams
another
of
vote.
Georgia. Jeffries. Williams of New York. McCarthy.
Yeah, but the
Williams
interesting how
Texas.
It plays out, you still have...
McCarthy.
You still have people that are stepped out, so they could step back in at any point, and the others wouldn't step
Wilson
in. So if Buck comes in and says, I'll vote, they can still vote, right? After the vote occurs,
Jeffries.
They can vote
if they
again.
If miss the first call, I think,
Wilson
when they,
of South Carolina.
If they come in before they
before they,
before
end.
They finish it, they can
McCarthy.
Still vote.
Whitman. McCarthy.
Yeah, because it hasn't been.
Womack. McCarthy. Yakim.
McCarthy.
That's what they're doing.
Zinke.
McCarthy.
See what's happening? Bro.
That's it.
The reading
will now call the names of the members-elect who did not answer the first call of the roll.
Here we go. Bro, what this would be unprecedented if this is what happened.
Iron Man said, I hope no one is contemplating suicide. This is sick. There should be no one contemplating suicide.
Listen,
this is the same stuff we've been dealing with.
As it sits right now, with 208...
And
McCarthy.
Told you. Telling you.
Oh, you traitor.
Buck. Burchett.
Who was that?
That was,
what was guys.
That, was that Ogles?
Kassar. Jeffries. Diaz-Balart. McCarthy.
That's what they did. Guys.
That was Burkett.
Goldman of New York. Jeffries.
You can see what's happening, though. See how they high-five each other?
McCarthy.
I told you. If it sticks here, he wins. Five. He needs one more. If McCarthy gets one more, it's over.
Is it?
Ledger Fernandez. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Jeffries.
Nope, that's it. Yeah.
Ogles.
McCarthy.
On behalf of my colleagues, I've been negotiating in good faith and as an act of good faith, my colleagues.
McCarthy.
Bro, this is. Whew.
Payne.
Jeffries.
Presley. Jeffries. Salazar. McCarthy. Sanchez.
Jeffries.
Trone.
We're 32.
Trone.
He's not going to vote.
If there are any members-elect who did not answer the call of the roll, they may come to the well and vote at this time.
Oh, boy. Now they're talking to Kevin McCarthy. He's like the Godfather. Well, that guys, is all you get for this.
Look at him sitting there. You come to me on this, the day of my 12th
McChrystie,
vote for speaker.
Yeah, I'll do this until we get it right. Yeah.
Okay, so this is where you get into the Kabuki Theater, right? We're heading into the 13th round. They'll have another vote today. I don't want to be right, Apollo. You see the four that are on Jordan? Let's go look at the list real quick. Because those are the ones that they will try to go after. Probably they'll grab a couple from the Hearn. The people, CHD said, you have to laugh or you would cry. I agree. I don't know if he received a coin in a 33 degree like Pence. I have no idea. I can say that Gateway Pundit says that McCarthy still lost. I agree. But here's the problem. You know Buck will show up. Can we look at the list? Can everybody see the list?
Choosing not to vote for Kevin McCarthy, a very distinct shift from the 11th vote where it ended last night. This is Sarah Ferris.
Okay, so her tweet, Capitol Hill reporter, saying they'll turn Rosendale. That'll happen. So the three that they're not going to get Matt Gaetz.
Well, Gosar just voted for McCarthy.
It's impossible to get all the votes today.
Who did?
Gosar.
He just voted for McCarthty. Why does it say Jordan then?
I swear he just voted for. Didn't we just watch that? He just voted for McCarthy.
I thought he did too. This episode of Conservative Daily is brought to you by DCF Guns. They're not just a supporter and a partner of the show. They're an organization that is on the front line of promoting safe and responsible gun ownership. Along with being a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, they have a lot of different things inside of their three ranges and stores. So they have a gunsmith at every location. They have the ability to do massive amounts of training, anything from beginners all the way up to competitive shooting. They're also the best gun store in Colorado. Between a massive arsenal of top-tier firearms, competitive pricing on ammunition, they're a go-to resource for newcomers and expert shooters alike. Memberships there start for as little as $25 a month and offer an arsenal of benefits beyond that, such as store-wide discounts and special access to training. Even better, what you're seeing right now is DCF Guns also has an e-commerce option, meaning you can take advantage of the awesome prices without leaving your home. Just visit dcfguns.co and start browsing. I do want to tell you that as a listener of conservative-daily.com, you get an additional 5% off everything in the store. You have to use discount code Joe. That's J-O-E. That's discount code Joe. Go to dcfguns.co and use discount code Joe. J-O-E. That's me. Or it's coffee, cup of Joe. But you can go there and save an additional 5% off every single thing on the site. As always, we'll keep the range hot and the deals hotter only at DCF Guns in Castle Rock and Colorado Springs, and now online, available to everyone across the entire country. So the ones that we're going to have to go through is good. Here's the people that they're going to get. Ken Buck is going to go with McCarthy. Now, I don't know why he's not there, but he is going to show up out of nowhere and vote for McCarthy. So now you're at 214, and they said, hey, come get me. I've been in this seat for a long time. Come get me when the vote counts. So you know that Ken Buck is going to step in at some point and vote for McCarthy. So you have 215 now, right? You need 218 on a full count. They're probably at some point, you know that they're going to get Good to flip. You know that they're going to get, they already got Gosar to flip. So then there's two. So you have Ken Buck as one, and you have Good, that's another. And you have Rosendale, which they will get him to flip, no problem. And that will be those three. So you have Rosendale, Good, and Ken Buck. You need one more to move, right?
I mean, he still didn't get the number of votes.
What's that?
The Democrats that didn't vote, that doesn't automatically give it to him.
Voting for Jim Jordan, Bob Good of Virginia. Well, here's the problem. We are
voting for Jim Jordan, Matt Rosendale of Montana. Voting for Kevin Hearn.
Yeah. Rosendale's going to flip. 100% Rosendale's going to flip. Rosendale went from Biggs. Here's how you know they're going to flip, because they're not even settled in on who they'd vote for. Go back to it for 1 second, if you would. Sorry. Just want to show this. So you know that Ken Buck is going to vote for McCarthy, right? Didn't show up for the other rounds because he's like, look, this is not going anywhere. I'm not going to show up. Biggs is not settled. So Biggs is someone who, frankly, he voted for himself on the first round. He went from Jordan to Donalds, Donalds to Hearn, Hearn to Jordan again. So Biggs is one that they can flip. They know they can flip because of how many times he flipped. Lauren Boebert went from Jordan to Donalds to Hearn. I think that at some point, Lauren is probably going to relent. Sorry, I just think that's going to happen. I could be wrong. I've known Lauren, right? But she certainly has stood firm most of the time, but is not talking about things that I think are important, like election fraud. Now, let's go down, if we can, to Matt Gaetz. He's not going to move. Matt's not going to move. Good, Biggs, Jordan, Donalds, Hearns, Jordan. I think Good is definitely going to flip, and I know for a fact that Rosendale is going to flip. And if you have that, you win. Kevin McCarthy is in the seat. Now, who said that was going to happen first? I just want to say who said that first. I don't need to be right. And actually, it sucks to be right, because I wish I was wrong. Kevin McCarthy picking one, and they present a list, and he picks two. So are they going to go straight to another vote? Let's take that down real quick. That's the latest. We're at the end of the 12th round. The unofficial. What do you think? Again,
Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, they're going to get another vote.
214 now. Hakeem Jeffries at 211. Seven Republicans.
I kind of doubt they would wait too long, because now at least it appears they are having momentum. So I think they're gonna head into it pretty quick and try to pressure those handful.
I think that's definitely gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't.
That would make the most sense anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna delay it. I think right now you've got people floating around saying, "Come on, come on!" Everyone's smirking at the detractors.
Yeah. They're gonna go straight. You think they go straight back into it?
I'd say probably just a few minutes.
Okay, so Matt Gaetz. Oh, yeah. Matt's not going to flip, but others are definitely going to flip. Would you agree with that?
Very possible. Yeah, I have no belief that Gaetz is going to flip. I mean, it'd be nice if they fail one more time and then they start bringing Trump in again and then people start going back, but I don't know.
Self-reliance, independence, control over our own lives. These are things we talk about a lot here at Conservative Daily. That's why we want to talk to you about Air Medicare Network's Fly You Home. It's the best way we know to keep control of your medical care should you find yourself hospitalized far from home. A Fly You Home membership gives you the option to be transported from that faraway hospital to one close to home, so you can recover near friends, family, and your own doctor. And Fly You Home takes care of absolutely everything from Hospital A to Hospital B at no extra charge. Membership is amazingly affordable. $159 a year covers everyone in your home. We've arranged for our listeners to get up to a $100 e-gift card with a new membership. Just use code CONSERVATIVE, CONSERVATIVE. Be sure you're the one making decisions about your health and healing. Go to airmedcarenetwork.com/conservative today. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/conservative. Use code CONSERVATIVE, CONSERVATIVE.
Okay.
Now I think they're going to go back into it, and they're going to try to capitalize on the people who flipped to McCarthy and pressure the handful.
You see Lauren sitting next to Matt? You know what that is? That's a, what do? We've lost momentum. We've lost what it is that we need to do. Oh, here we go. Let's have a conversation. They're huddling over. Who's the idiot with the mask?
I don't know. Imagine wearing a mask at this point.
All right. What's the over-under? What's the over-under that they get to it at the next one? At the next vote?
Well, I mean, you have, what, you have seven remaining of the...
Oregon Patriot says, Joe, I'm on my knee. Yeah, so I think... I just think that the next one is going to... I think that the writing is on the wall now. Now they see that they just don't have the... They don't have the will of the 20. They had 20. 20 could have become 25, could have become 30, could have become 40, could have become 50. But the further it gets into it, the more we think we're past that. Yeah, you're right. Hammer Guy says, Boebert and Gates will never vote for McCarthy. I agree with that. I also agree. Oregon Patriot says, I'm on my knees. We all need to pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, look, there's a lot of things that we should be doing. Giving up's not one of them. I want to tell you that as we look through, wow. I'm just trying to look at, hey, are we going to get Tori on, by the way?
I'm working on her.
Yeah, she was on previously. She was on previously with Emerald Robinson this morning. I think they're going to reset the clock here momentarily. We're going to stay live for a bit. Yeah, so for those that are on the audio version, we're going through a bunch of stuff. Iron Man, you're a good man, and I support your show, Joe, however I can. Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you guys. I kind of want to know who told Ivan not to go on the show.
Yeah, I'm curious. Not like it really matters.
That's the third time I've heard it.
I mean, we know we've been dealing with that for 2 years.
Look, there's the controlled opposition has garnered enough, I think, momentum. Talk about the CIA and the people in those positions, and I drive them crazy. That's why we get shadow banned on Spotify. That's why on January 6th, right before what happened just before the primaries, I got banned on Facebook. What happened just before the election, I got banned on Facebook for 30 days. What happened just before January 6th, banned on Facebook. And not that I really care about Facebook, but it is something to use as a indicator. Man, I am just looking for anything that would show me what we're going to anticipate dealing with.
The official tally from the House clerk, the unofficial numbers, Kevin McCarthy with 214 votes.
Yeah, 211.
Round of voting, picking up a significant number of votes in that round, a 14-vote shift from how it ended last night.
Mount Princess.
And the magic number today is 217.
You just feel how vaccinated that room is.
That's how many votes Kevin McCarthy would need to get the speakership. There are 432 members voting today. Half of that plus one gets to 217. And it has to be the majority of those voting for an official candidate. And every member who voted for a candidate, nobody voting present that round. Again, 14 members.
That's all you need.
Shifting their votes from not McCarthy to McCarthy.
Who do you think is going to end up with the new Lamborghini?
The math then that Kevin McCarthy would need to pick off three.
Who gets
of
the Lamborghini?
Holdouts,
right?
Achieve the speakership. We're showing you live shots of the House floor as we await the official numbers from the clerk. Live coverage.
After J6, one of the officers committed suicide with a gun while driving. What happened with that? Is that a real thing? Okay, while they're in recess, let's go over to and talk about some of the things we were going to talk about earlier. And that related to, we know about Don Bacon willing to bargain and give to Democrats just to put McCarthy in as Speaker of the House. Do we want to go through that stuff?
Sorry, let me figure out where you're looking.
I'm looking in the drive at all the stuff that we're working on.
And real quick, guys, want to remind you of another one of our sponsors. Are the Biden administration's New Year's goals of tax and spend and turn a blind eye to inflation at odds with your goals of securing your savings? When you've finally had enough of the games government is playing with your savings and retirement, diversify into gold with Birch Gold. I'm tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, and stock market crashes. And here's the great news. You can still get it. In fact, you can hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Protect yourself with gold today by texting DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to the number 989-898. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless five-star reviews, secure your future with gold. Start today with your free info kit. There's zero obligations to make this request. Just text DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898. Again, that's 989-898.
I mean, we were hopeful this morning, right? All the headlines were pointed towards something spectacular happening today. Said, why did 201 GOP reps continue to vote for Kevin McCarthy, who gets an F Liberty score from Conservative Review? That is B12. Two nights ago, we watched Sean Hannity berate GOP rep Lauren Boebert for not voting for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. Hannity was livid with Boebert, who had the audacity not to vote for McCarthy. He goes on and says, so do others on Fox. Individuals like Mark Levine are very upset that McCarthy is not Speaker already. Why? According to the Liberty Score, powered by the Conservative Review, Kevin McCarthy gets an F on supporting conservative principles. McCarthy barely measures as a conservative. And if you did we pull the Liberty Score thing so people can understand what that means?
I can pull it.
And if you go through this, as by comparison, Lord Boebert gets an A in the same analysis. All the GOP representatives that received 10 votes or more for Speaker are much higher ranked than McCarthy. He actually does get an F. Jim Jordan gets an A in the Liberty Score. And he gets an A at 94%. Lauren gets a at 100%. McCarthy gets an F, 54%. Kevin McCarthy gets, and this is crazy. This is a guy that we're supposed to follow as Speaker of the House. His Liberty score is a 54%, and look at the how he votes: 45% for liberal and 54% conservative. 54%. If you think that it has anything to do with anything at all to do with standing for the American people, all you have to do is look at this. And this is why I tell you that stolen elections have consequences. They're not just stealing elections at the highest level. They're stealing elections all the way down. Oh, nobody can see this? Just we can see this?
No, they can see this.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I was just behind a little bit. All right. So if you look at some of the things, by the way, Gately Pundit has been crushing it as of late. I mean, they always crushed it, but this is even more so because they're just bringing everything to a forefront. If you look at Andy Biggs, he has an A. You get Donalds. He has an A at 100%. You get, I think everyone.
Donald just flipped to McCarthy, though, just for reference.
Yeah, but that's not a reference of his Liberty score. Liberty score, how he votes on policy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying what just happened.
So they're negotiating. I just think they're rallying around the wrong person. Don Beacon says these 20 Republicans are embarrassing the House of Republicans and our country. We also have been willing to consider working with the Democrats at some point. That was, by the way, the comment yesterday by Don Beacon. The Republican from Nebraska. You know, as I get further down into the weeds of this, Apollo, you remember where I said we get a PhD in politics? We've been going through this for quite some time. And it really is about as evil as the mean girls in a high school.
That's a good way to put it, I think.
Because it definitely is not about truth. It's not about reality. Matter of fact, reality barely matters. Whew, man. I might have to pull the trigger early on Brunson. What's going on with the Brunson case, by the way?
It's going on. Ivan was actually headed there. I'm hoping to get some updates from him.
On that case itself?
Yeah.
David Clements, by the way, is at the Capitol right now at the protest for January 6th, which I would have been had I not been in the urgent and ER for the last 2 days. All right, sorry. I'm just looking at some of the other stuff that is trending right now. All right, are we watching to make sure that they're not going to be going to? So Apollo and I are going to take a break. You were going to leave up the vote. So you have a vote. I assume that's what we're going to do, right, Apollo?
Yeah.
We'll just leave it up so you guys can watch it. We'll leave it so you can see it. Nukes just asked, how's my back? Turns out to be an infection, Nukes. It wasn't my back at all. It was an infection that ran from my spine down my glute into my leg. Super fun. That's good, actually. The bad part is that had I let it go on too much longer, you would probably be doing a eulogy for me on this show. kind of a touch and go for the last 2 days. And once we figured out what it was, I feel quite a bit better about where I are. Somebody just sent me a text message. I want to read it because I think it's important. Always good when people get my attention that way. Joe, many in Congress are those who are abused by the mean girls and abused by the bullies. That is why they loved the applause, not realizing that they are in the hands of the mean girls and the bullies. You're absolutely right. 100% you are right. 1,000% you are right. Yeah, lots of great stuff here. Lots of great stuff. So you want to pray, Apollo? I mean, me to pray? We'll pray. We're going to leave it on. We just want to finish with prayer because I'm going to pop off. I get to go get another IV. What's that?
Andrew Vandersteel should be popping in soon. So we'll come back when she gets on.
Oh, she wasn't told not to hang out with Joe?
Apparently not.
She didn't get the memo.
Or maybe she doesn't care.
Pretty amazing things happening with Frank's Speech, by the way. I want you guys to know there's going to be some major changes on Frank's Speech and Lindell TV. I think you're going to really enjoy it. We're working on some partnerships that I think will be advantageous for Mike, for the platform, and then seeing how we can create a ecosystem of opportunity for us to engage with places that support us and support businesses, have a marketplace and things like that. And there'll also be some other technology drops, that we are going to have to talk about related to things that we've been doing, we've been working on, and that will give you the ability to engage with different products and services that you're already probably using, but this will give you an opportunity to make a transition. So, I'll pray if it's okay. Did you guys pray for me yesterday? Did I hear you guys pray for me?
We did, yes.
You did? Make sure I feel loved. All right, and then I think you're going to stay on. You're going to take a quick break and leave it up on the deal, and then you're going to have Ann Vandersteel pop on.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that. Having Ann on will be great. Probably get Kevin to come pop on as well. By the way, I don't know what's going on with Simone Gold and what's happening right now with the attacks on Dr. Simone Gold. I have no idea. I know that Brandon Strecka sent me an email or text message yesterday asking me about it. I don't know. I don't know about what's happening with Stu and anything else. I'm going to kind of dig into it and figure out what is happening, but I haven't been paying much attention to it. So for those that are asking me that question, I don't know, but we will find out. All right, let's pray. And we're not leaving, by the way. We're going to go back to doing the vote, but I've got to pop off. I got to go get another couple shots. So we'll work on that. Father God, thank you for the opportunity we have to be here today. Thank you for discernment and wisdom. Thank you, Father, for waking us up and allowing us to see truth. Father, I would just ask you to, I would ask for a bold prayer for miracles, Father. And I'm not sure that I would want to waste a miracle prayer on who the speaker is. But I would ask for a miracle among miracles, Father, that we are able to press through the demons and get rid of the evil. Father, I would just ask you to supernaturally just wipe them out. And I know it's a tough thing to say, and it's, you know, you're asking for a miracle, but I'm not even sure I'm not asking for death. I'm just asking to remove them from the equation, remove them from our leadership. We've seen the exposing that has happened, Father, by you. I just would ask for a bold miracle that you would restore yourself to our community and give us the ability to have just an unwavering, loud, effective voice. That we are allowed to stop the demons in their tracks. We are allowed to call them out for what they are and drive them back into the hole that they came from. Father, I would ask you for patience for the people that are listening and the people that are out there just feeling like it's the same old, same old. Father, thank you for allowing us to see Kabuki Theater for what it is. Thank you for allowing us to see truth for what it is. Thank you for being able to give us something so predictable based upon the establishment and the engine by which they operate, that we know what the outcome is going to be. Father, thank you for allowing us to speak that truth, even as hard as it is to hear, so that we can get to the place where we can work the problem. And Father, help us that we may break down the barriers, that we can become the key, and we can be used as a tool by you to stop the evil from just taking over our society. Father, I would just ask for you to be in the hearts and minds of those that are listening, the hearts and minds of those that are suffering. I would ask you to shield them, protect them, and give them peace and joy, Father. As we go about our day, Father, we know what the outcome is going to be. It's almost written in stone. And if you choose to change it, Father God, we are grateful. But we also know that whatever path happens, it is your path. So, Father, give us the strength to stand tall. Give us the strength to stand resilient. And give us the strength to operate in truth, Father, and always speak truth. I ask for all of these things, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. All right, you guys are going to go straight to, you guys go straight back into the show.
Yep. So we're going to go back to the hearing. It looks like they're still chatting.
Chatting. We'll leave it up.
But we'll be back, and Vanderseel will be on pretty soon this afternoon. So stick around. We're going to keep streaming this. So.
And you'll pop in every now and then. Yeah.
I'm going to come in. I'll probably let one of the votes go, and then I'll be popping with updates. So we're not going anywhere. I need to go rest my voice for a few minutes, grab some caffeine.
Yeah. Hey, God bless you all. I'll see you. I won't see you tonight. But Tig will be on tonight. And I know you guys are streaming a documentary.
Yeah, we're going to. Ivan's got his documentary on his We the People documentary. So I'm going to be staying late. And we're going to be restreaming that. So we're going to have a little watch party. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, listen, God bless you all. Thanks for your prayers. I do appreciate it. And if anybody calls you and says, hey, don't listen to Joe, I mean, I would just tell you that. Use your brain. Make your own decisions. All right. God bless you all.